Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Samson has decided, against the command of Moses, and against the wishes of his parents, to marry a Philistine woman. God allowed it because he, quote, was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines, Judges 14, verse 4. Samson arranged a feast for some companions selected by the bride's family, 30 young Philistine men. As entertainment, he posed a riddle, quote, out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet, verse 14. Here was the deal, quote, if you can correctly solve and explain it to me within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing, verse 12. For 3 days, the fellows got nowhere. They found it to be like the Greek riddle, quote, who gives and does not give? Who has not and yet has? The giver of the riddle doesn't give the meaning. The listeners don't have the answer, though they do have the riddle. As the end of the feast approached, they were frantic and cornered the bride. Quote, entice your husband that he may explain the riddle to us, they said, and then added an incendiary incentive, quote, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire, verse 15. Using her feminine wiles, she wore Samson down until he told her. When the 30 men told him the answer, he replied, quote, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle, verse 18. Using this situation to advance his cause against Philistia, quote, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ascalon and killed 30 of their men, took their apparel, and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle, verse 19. His anger appeased, Samson returned to his father's house, and his bride was given to his best man. So there's more trouble brewing.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.